Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am privileged to welcome Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson into the studio. Sven, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
We're talking about last night's Perry City Council meeting, so let's just get started right into it. You brought in Josh from Bolton and Mank to talk about the soccer complex, and there's new developments as far as this is concerned, correct?
Yes. If you remember, I think it was the first meeting in August, Spring Lake Construction came and told us that they were going to hire a third party, and they would be there in about a week and a half. Now we are a month and a half later, and the company is supposed to be here actually this morning. So hopefully that can get going. They're going to be redoing all the surfaces on the fields and hopefully have that done by the end of the month.
There was some question about whether or not that was actually going to happen, some contracting issues, but it looks like those got ironed out.
Yep, there's quite a few issues through that time period, and we got them all ironed out, I think, and we're on a good path to get the project done.
All right, sounds good. Is there still a chance that it could be ready to go by spring?
Probably not. It's probably going to be looking at that maybe late next fall for some, you know, sort of light play on it. We really just want to make sure that that grass gets established well and that has a good root system going so that once people are out there playing on it, it's able to come back quickly and regenerate itself.
All right. One thing that you talked about in your report was something that you've been working on, which is Welcome to Perry packages. What can you tell me about these?
Yeah, this is a kind of a group effort between the Chamber of Commerce, Perry Economic Development, and the city. We've all been kind of working on getting people to donate or pledge things to put into a welcome package to give people that buy the new homes that are built with the new tax abatement program. So far we have around 20 businesses putting in anything from gift certificates to coupons or actual merchandise. So it's really exciting to see the community come together like this and put forth some sort of contribution. So if there's any businesses out there that would like to be a part of that welcome package, it'll be advertised pretty well. So it's sort of some advertising as well as giving to the community and welcoming new residents to town. But just let either myself at City Hall know or Matt McDivitt at Raccoon Valley Bank.
All right. Those sound like a good idea. Bring people into Perry. One thing that was discussed during old business was a general obligation loan for some snowplows. And that was approved, correct?
Yep. This spring, we put in the budget for two new snowplows. And this is just getting the loan so that we can get those snow plows. I believe they're just about ready and should be in town here in the next month or two. So they'll be here by the time snow flies and ready to do their jobs this winter.
All right. And got a very good interest rate deal on that, correct?
Yeah. We were very lucky that Raccoon Valley Bank in town here was able to get that loan from us. And, you know, it's really nice to be able to have local banks put in, even Wells Fargo put in a bid on that loan for us. So we are really excited, and it's great to do business locally.
Definitely. All right. Several items on the agenda all had to do with the same thing. That was the asphalt project from last year. Some sort of final bookkeeping stuff, it sounded like.
Yeah, we had just a couple things left on the punch list item through this summer. And that was actually addressed, so we paid out all of the retainage and closed out the project, so that project is officially done and gone. So kind of exciting. Looking forward to possibly a project planned in 2020, hopefully even a little bit larger project if we can get the funding. And again, just a reminder out there that this project was paid for primarily by local option sales tax, and that's going to come before the voters here in November, and that's just very important for us to have that local option sales tax, not only to pay for the snow plows that keep our streets clean, but also to be able to continue our asphalt overlay program, and we're hoping to be able to do that every 4 years. Definitely help us out with that and be getting to the polls in November.
All right. And where was that project located? Was it just around the city?
Yeah, it was about 50 or 60 blocks all throughout the city. So there's a lot of neighborhoods that got fresh streets and a lot of roads that were really, really bad that really needed it. And we were able to get those roads done, and now they look great. So we were really excited.
All right, definitely. One last thing I wanted to ask you about was something coming up probably here in the next maybe even days, weeks, something like that, is a new street light. Is that correct?
Yes. So at the last meeting, it was brought up in the discussion about the stop signs at 18th Street and North Street. The discussion was brought up that maybe a street light at that intersection would help with safety. So luckily, Jack Butler was able to get right on the ball and get right on the horn with Alliant Energy, get a quote for that, and then approve that light this meeting. So hopefully here in the next couple of weeks, they'll be putting up a street light, and that intersection will be lit up and hopefully a little bit safer.
All right. Sven Peterson, City Administrator, anything else that you want to let people know about the goings-on in Perry?
Yeah, just a heads up that Wednesday night is the homecoming parade, and that starts at 6 o'clock at the high school. It'll be going down 18th Street to Willis, and then all the way down Willis to 2nd Street, and then ending in front of Raccoon Valley Bank, where they will have a pep rally and, I believe, a grill out. So lots of exciting things. Just keep a heads up for some traffic changes that night. But otherwise, hope everybody has a happy and safe and fun homecoming week.
All right. Sven Peterson, Perry City Administrator, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. And go Blue Jays.
Go Blue Jays. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.